heaven above, to bring to this world the message of love.
Once again today, we're going to be reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 23, that being verses 39 through 43. Here in this passage, the Word of God says this, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, Doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the great salvation that you have provided in thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the privilege of being able once again to open thy precious word and bring another message. I pray as we bring the message that you will speak to us and speak through us. Help me to say every word that needs to be said. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, we want to bring the seventh part of the message entitled, The Second Saying of Christ from the Cross. The Second Saying of Christ from the Cross. In the weeks prior, we have already given an introduction concerning the sayings of Christ from the cross. These have been called Calvary's cries. They have been called the matchless cries from Calvary. They have been called the death cries of Jesus Christ. They have been called the seven last words of Christ from the cross. My friend, as Christ hung upon the cross, he uttered seven words or seven sayings. And seven in the Word of God is a numerical number for perfection. We find perfection in these death cries of Jesus Christ. Christ was perfect in his words as well as his ways and works. Now, when we look at these seven sayings of Christ from the cross, we find that the first saying involves intercession. The second saying involves salvation. The third saying involves affection. The fourth saying involves desolation. The fifth saying involves lamentation. The sixth saying involves jubilation. And the seventh saying involves resignation. Now, during this series, we're only dealing with the second saying of Christ from the cross. Here in Luke chapter 23, in verses 39 through 43, we find the second saying of Christ from the cross, as well as the last two companions of Christ upon this earth before his death. Here we find Christ crucified between two thieves. Now let me say this once again. Jesus Christ being crucified between two thieves was no mere accident, nor was it merely an incident. My friend, there are no accidents in a world that is governed by God. God Almighty allowed his beloved Son to be crucified between two thieves for various reasons. And one reason that God allowed his beloved Son to be crucified between two thieves was so that in these three crosses and the ones that hung upon them, we would have a representation of the drama of salvation and man's response thereto. Here in Luke chapter 23, in verses 39 through 43, we have three crosses and three things. First, we have the sinner rejecting. The sinner rejecting in verse 39. Second, we have the sinner receiving in verses 40 through 42. And then third, we have the Savior redeeming in verse 43. Now, in the weeks prior, we've already dealt with verses 39 through 41. It was on the broadcast last week that we dealt with verse number 41. Here in this particular verse, we find this thief set before us in verses 40 through 42. Here we find him speaking about two things. In the first part of the verse, he speaks about the sinfulness of man. The sinfulness of man. Then in the latter part of the verse, he speaks about the sinlessness of Christ. The sinlessness of Christ. And my friend, let me say this. These two things, that being the sinfulness of man and the sinlessness of Christ, these things are closely related. I say that because of this. If a man does not see himself a sinner, if a man does not see himself a sinner, he will see no need of the Savior. he will see no need of the Savior. And my friend, I might say as well, that if Jesus Christ is not the sinless one, he is powerless to save. But my friend, Jesus Christ is the sinless one. Here we find the sinless one suffering for the sinful ones. And we find that he is able. He is able to save. Most certainly he is. Now at this time, I want to begin dealing with verse number 42. But before I begin dealing with this verse, I do want to say this. The second saying of Christ from the cross is recorded in verse 43. Here we find the Lord Jesus said, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." My friend, the second saying of Christ from the cross was spoken in response to the request of a dying sinner. Listen carefully. Here in verse number 42, we find the request of the dying sinner. But here in verse 43, we find the response of the divine Savior. Now, at this time, I want to begin dealing with verse number 42. Here we find that the Word of God says this, "And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me." Notice that this thief used the word Lord here in verse 42. "And he said unto Jesus, Lord." Now this time I want to direct your attention to verse number 41. Notice here in verse number 41 what this thief said concerning Christ. "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man," here we find this thief referring to Jesus Christ, "but this man hath done nothing amiss." Here in verse number 41, we find that this thief said, "this man." But here in verse number 42, we find that he used the word Lord. Now listen, my friend. Here in verse number 41, the words "this man" has reference to the humanity of Jesus Christ. But the word "Lord" here in verse 42 has to do with the deity of Jesus Christ. By this thief set before us here in verses 40 through 42, realized the fact that Jesus Christ was the God-man. Jesus Christ, 100% God, 100% man, the God-man. And I might also say this in connection with this word Lord here in verse number 42. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse number 3, the Word of God tells us that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. And my friend, here in Luke chapter 23 and in verse number 42, we find this thief called Jesus Lord. This tells us that the Spirit of God was dealing with this man's heart. Most certainly this is so. Now, let's notice further in verse 42. Here the Word of God says, "And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me." Remember me. Notice that this thief did not say, "Lord, honor me." This thief did not say, "Lord, exalt me." He didn't say that. But he said, "Lord, remember me." Here we find this thief was saying, "Lord, if thou wilt but think of me." That's what we find this thief saying here in verse number 42. Here we find this thief was saying, Lord, if thou wilt, but take off me. Now, my friend, the word remember here in verse number 42 is full and appropriate. This thief might have said, Lord, save me. He might have said, Lord, forgive me. But my friend, he said, Lord, remember me. The word remember included them all. Oh, yes, this word remember here is full and appropriate, as we find it in verse number 42. And I might also say this concerning this word remember. This word remember was well suited to this man's condition. My friend, this thief sat before us here in verses 40 through 42 was a criminal. This man was being put to death. He was being put to death on that cross. This man was an outcast of society. Society would be glad to be rid of this man. Society would be glad to forget about this man. He was being put to death on that cross. My friend, I might say this. This was a very fitting word for an outcast to utter. I say this because most of the people like to forget about an outcast. So here we find this outcast turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he said, Lord, remember. Remember me. Notice that this thief here in verse 42 used the word me. He said, Lord, remember me. Remember me. This thief had heard Christ pray for his enemies as recorded in Luke chapter 23 and in verse number 34. Here we have the first saying of Christ from the cross. Christ said, Father, forgive them. Them. For they know not what they do. But here we find this thief in verse number 42. He did not say, Lord, remember them. But he said, Lord, remember me. Here we find this thief was saying, Lord, I need forgiveness. Here we find this thief was saying, Lord, I need you. Here we find this thief speaking in a personal way. He said, Lord, remember me. Remember me. Now, further here in verse number 42, the Word of God says this. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest, when thou comest into thy kingdom. Notice the words, when thou comest. When thou comest into thy kingdom. My friend, let me say this. The thief that he said before us here in verse number 39, he said, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. My friend, the thief said before us in verse 39 was concerned about staying here and living in this world. But the thief said before us here in verses 40 through 42 came to the place. He came to the place where he was concerned about leaving here. Not staying here, but leaving here and living in the world to come. Oh, yes. Notice further in verse 42. Here the Word of God says, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Now, concerning the matter of salvation, I want to say this. The Apostle Paul, in Acts chapter 20, and in verse number 21, tells us
that he preached repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, both of these things are mentioned here in Luke chapter 23. We find repentance toward God set before us in verses 40 and 41. And then we find faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ set before us in verse number 42. Let's notice the repentance toward God set before us here in verses 40 and 41. My friend, the word repentance means a change of mind. A change of mind. Repentance involves a change of mind concerning sin, concerning the sovereign, and concerning self. Let me say that again. Repentance has to do or involves a change of mind concerning sin, concerning the sovereign, and concerning self. Notice here in verse number 40, we find a change of mind concerning sin. Here in verse number 40, we find that this thief said, seeing thou art in the same condemnation. Not only that, but here in verse number 40, we find a change of mind concerning the sovereign. Here in verse number 40, we find that this thief said, doest thou fear God? Not only that, but here in verse number 41, we find a change of mind concerning self. For here in verse number 41, this thief said, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. So we find, my friend, that repentance toward God is set before us here in verses 40 and 41. And then we find in verse number 42, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. That's as far as we're going today with the message entitled, The Second Saying of Christ from the Cross. We'll bring the next part of this message next week, if the Lord allows. And at that time, we'll deal with faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, as is said before us in verse number 42. But in closing today, I want to say this. If you're listening to this broadcast, and you have never been saved by the grace of God, my friend, you are lost. And on your way to hell, you need the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, bow your head and from your heart, exercise faith in the finished work and in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon the Lord and ask Him to save you, and He will, and you'll know it. Thank you.
I have read how He said, let your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a place. Streets of gold, gates of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.
You've been listening to the Back to Calvary program with Reverend Wayne Guy. Address all mail concerning this program to Reverend Wayne Guy, 1902 South Main Street, Mount Airy, Maryland, 21771. Join us again next week for the Back to Calvary program.
Forever thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.